Are you recording the session?
I am, yes.
Jonathan, if I understand, WebEx, Gabby is the host, has the option to record through the program. So everything that's said in WebEx is recorded live and is uploaded to the website like the rest of it.
Okay, and when I spoke with Jen, because I don't have access to the WebEx program, I simply would be doing this, my understanding is we'd be doing this like last time. So I have printed documents for everyone, but I'm assuming I can give those to Gabby.
Well, do you have electronic copies of them? If you have electronic copies of them, then Gabby could upload it onto the WebEx for us to see. If you don't have electronic copies of them, that would probably pose a problem.
I do have electronic copies here on my computer. I can do that, but I don't have the WebEx software downloaded on my computer. Now, I can email those to her. And then she can load them up if that's a possibility.
Gabby, are you there?
Yes, I am.
If Jonathan emails those documents to you, can you upload them onto the WebEx?
Yes, ma'am.
Please, thank you.
Okay. All right, so do we, can we go ahead and do like timestamp and those things? I can hear you ready.
Can we do what?
Just in begin the session by that date and attendees and those things.
Dan, are you there?
Yes.
Are they up yet?
No, they haven't been uploaded yet, but.
I think Jonathan was asking you, Dan, if we could officially start the meeting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or Mike, are you here now too?
Well, okay. Can you tell me, you're the president, and then there's going to be someone after that. And we could officially start the meeting. I have to appear before the University of North Florida Board of Trustees today to get a collective bargaining agreement with the UFF ratified. And so I might step out of this meeting. When they call me up to the podium, I'll step out of this meeting and go over there. It won't be more than 5 minutes. But no, we can go ahead. Is Andre, is somebody recording this?
We ask yes. Evidently, I think Gabby's recording it through WebEx software. I'm not recording this session.
Whoever is the host will have a record button that they can push and record.
She's recording it, Mike. We're recording the audio for the meeting.
All right, good. All right, welcome everybody. I can see some of you. I can hear all of you. I look like I'm in some kind of fishbowl or something. That's me. Where would you like to start off? And you know, before we start off, if I could talk about something that is a kind of a housekeeping matter, if everybody will indulge me. We filed a unit clarification petition to the Public Employees Relations Commission back in the fall. And then the Public Employees Relations Commission asked if the parties would jointly file a stipulated record, which I prepared and I sent out, but no one responded to that. And so the Public Employees Relations Commission is, the hearing officer has now suggested to the commission that the parties have abandoned the petition because so much time has gone past without having a stipulated record. So I'll resend that stipulated record out, but it's if you could direct your attention to it and have somebody from the UFF sign it if it's okay.
Mike, was that specifically about the promotion for the clinical assistant professors establishing those positions? Is that what you're referencing?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, mine is, we signed all that in a bargaining session. That is my understanding. We're happy to sign it again if for some reason it's been misplaced along the way. But I thought we took care of all of that at the bargaining session.
No, Perk wanted a stipulated record as to certain aspects of the positions, like whether they were being graded. And I took care of all of that. I answered all their questions. But it requires both our signatures.
Okay. Yeah, we're happy to define that. Whatever, we'll review it. I'm having a hard time hearing you, Mike. By the way,
hard time hearing me.
Yes. Yeah. It's just kind of garbled a little bit.
Okay. I'll talk louder and move up. All right. Where would everybody like to begin?
Well, do you guys have a response for the MOU we put forward last time?
We do. We have a counter to that, which whoever is there somebody in a position where they can physically present that?
I am working on trying to put in a quick.
Okay. Gabby has a hard copy for me here, so I'm going to get that from her. Okay. I have a copy of that hard copy now from Gabby.
Okay, good.
But we still need the document uploaded into the WebEx.
Okay.
All right, I've uploaded a shareable link, which says everyone can view. So we'll give a few minutes to just make sure that that's working for everyone.
That sounds good. A couple minutes too.
I was able to do it.
I'm here.
Mike, you're muted.
Who is the document MRT? Because mine hasn't come up yet.
There's a link on the right hand side of your screen.
Can't you do this?
That far, Mike.
Yep, I got it. I got it in front of me now, so I'm good.
I just sent Gabby the UFF document upload for the meeting as well. Yeah, you should.
I haven't seen them.
Setup is really poor here. Whoever did this.
Do you want them shared all at once, Dr. Fink?
Gene Oakes, is that you?
I got him.
Oh, okay.
Do you want them shared all at once?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Hey, Mike,
can I make a recommendation?
Sure.
So I just sent Gabby our proposals. We have a copy of the MOU that you all put forward. I can tell you our proposals are very short. I can tell you quickly about it, and then maybe we could talk it as she's loading these things up and just talk with our teams, maybe. Would that be valuable?
Sure.
Okay. I can't see the screen. Is the UWF MOU up for all to see?
I don't know. I'm not on the screen either. I'm on my cell phone. So.
Yes, I can see it on the WebEx.
Okay. So just so long as it's on the platform that the public has access to, that's what I'm concerned about. So,
do we have any from the public attending?
Mike, if the UWF response to the MOU is up on the screen, then I think we can proceed and talk about it.
Okay, good. I think what Jonathan has suggested to do is he is uploading his proposals. He doesn't think that they're going to be requiring a lot of discussion. So I think what Jonathan's suggesting is if his proposals are up for the public to see, we can probably caucus and take a look at what we have respectively exchanged.
Mike, I don't think we've done introductions yet either, and I know we don't know everybody that is part of the meeting.
Well, yeah, no, we have seven call-in users who are unidentified. So, all right, well, why don't we start with that? I'll start on Mike Manimal.
John Fink.
Dan Lucas.
Kim LaDuff.
Cassandra Braswell.
Jamie Frey.
Dean DeBolt.
Pam Langham.
Rami Gujan.
Right,
Megan Henshaw.
Sorry.
Right, on twice.
Yes, right, I'm in.
Justin Davis.
Okay, anybody else? All right, we'll take it on roll. So now the next step is for Jonathan to upload to the public could see and all can see what he has for us to consider.
Yeah, and I sent those to Gabby.
Link should be up.
Yeah, so she says they should be up. Their Microsoft Word documents, well, is that, I can trans, I can.
I might have them.
Are those up there? Okay, so yeah, Gabby said those are up. Are you all able to access those?
Yes.
Yes, I can see all three.
Okay. Pam, you said, did you want to clarify anything about the MOU? We're going to speak about it. We're happy. We'll review it in caucus, of course, as well. Closely.
I'm sorry, that wasn't clear to me. I thought Mike wanted to talk about the university's responses to the UFS proposed MOU. That's all I was stating.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I was, if there was something you wanted to articulate about it before we review it, we're happy to listen, but we're also just happy if you want just to us to review it in caucus, that's fine too.
I think it's pretty straightforward. I think we have tried to address what we can in the MOU. I think it's probably best for you to take a moment to look it over, Jonathan, with your team.
Okay.
And come back with any questions you might have.
And the only thing that I was going to say about our proposals is that they're both also pretty straightforward. I will say on the grievance proposal, we're proposing just the rest of the article is status quo right now. I feel like we're pretty far apart on that. However, within the grievance article, the university mentioned in our last session a desire to establish a grievance submission form through our JIRA system. We think that the current language would allow for that. Currently, the CBA says that that can be filed, including electronic mail, as long as received is in a verifiable format. So we think that it would be fully within the tribes to establish a JIRA submission form based on our current language. And we would support that. The only other thing that we've added is that is new language is last time you all mentioned wanting to make mediation as voluntary on behalf of both parties. And so we have written up language that would represent voluntary entrance into mediation in the grievance process, specifically with a federal mediator, and just outlines that simple process about how basically everything would pause if we entered into that mediation process. So that's the only new language we're proposing for the grievance article. The second proposal is you all proposed a leaves article last time. We have included a response to that. We're still reviewing the rest of the article, but one element was that you wanted to look towards having the FMLA leave specifically reference the law rather than internalize the law. So we've trimmed that down just to reference the law from the current language that is there. I've also included it's a little bit hard to read because there's so many different strikeouts in different places, what that language would look like in a one continuous passage, right? So that's just for easier reading, and I've attached that as well. Are you all there? Or? Okay, so would you all like to take a caucus now and review those, and we'll review the MOU?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is 10:40. I think we'll probably need 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll, I guess, plan to walk back, but we'll touch base about 11 o'clock.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.